From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Russian spies are among those blamed in the massive Yahoo hacking attack. Two agents of Russia's FSB spy agency and two criminal hackers were indicted today over a massive cyber attack affecting 500 million Yahoo users. This indictment, unveiled in Washington by the U.S. Justice Department, links Russia's top spy agency to one of the largest cyber attacks in history, carried out in 2014 and which officials said was used for espionage and financial gain. Acting Assistant Attorney General Mary McCord said the agents were both part of the successor agency to Russia's KGB. McCord said two were arrested this week. One was arrested, rather, on a U.S. warrant in Canada. Information on the other suspects was not immediately available. The attack on Yahoo, disclosed last year, was one of the largest ever data breaches ever, and at the time was blamed on a nation-state attacker. U.S. President Trump's claim that his predecessor, former President Barack Obama, wiretapped him in the weeks before last November's election is unfounded. That, according to the top leaders of the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee, the panel's chairman, Republican Congressman Devin Nunes, said, "We don't have any evidence that took place. I don't think there was a tapping of Trump Tower, the president's skyscraper headquarters in New York City." The committee's top Democrat, Congressman Adam Schiff, agreed, saying, "To date, I see no evidence of Obama-ordered wiretapping, no basis for that whatsoever." Both said they are waiting for information from the country's Department of Justice by next Monday for more information. This is VOA News. Moving forcefully against Obama-era environmental rules, President Trump is set to announce in Michigan plans to re-examine federal requirements that regulate the fuel efficiency of new cars and trucks. The president is expected to reveal his plans during an appearance today at the American Center for Mobility in Detroit, where he'll challenge the corporate average fuel economy, or CAFE, emissions targets that were a centerpiece of the former President Barack Obama's strategy to combat global warming. The rollback underscores the Trump administration's rejection of mainstream climate science in an effort to boost economic growth. The EPA, under Obama's stewardship, had promulgated a rule for cars and trucks requiring a fleet-wide average of 54.5 miles per gallon by 2025. The president will travel later today to Nashville, Tennessee, where he'll lay a wreath at President Andrew Jackson's tomb to mark what would have been Jackson's 250th birthday before holding a campaign-style rally in the city. A new round of lawsuits filed against President Trump's revised travel ban are being heard by courts across the country one day before the new order takes effect. Federal judges in Maryland, Washington State, and Hawaii will hear arguments for and against the new restrictions, which were issued by the administration on March 6th. Hawaii was the first state to file a lawsuit against the revised orders. The Pacific State's Attorney General Douglas Chen says the new order will harm the state's Muslim population, tourism, and foreign students. Three federal appeals judges last month upheld a Washington state ruling that suspended the first travel order issued January 27th, a week after Trump's inauguration. The original order led to chaos and confusion at airports across the United States, with travelers from seven countries detained after arriving. The order led to dozens of legal challenges that ended with a federal appeals court issuing a temporary restraining order that stopped enforcement of the ban. The new order removes Iraq from the list of Muslim-majority nations whose citizens will be unable to travel to the U.S. for 90 days and bans all refugee admissions for 120 days. During his White House campaign, President Trump made sweeping statements calling for a ban on refugees and Muslims from entering the United States. A Malaysian official says authorities have used DNA to confirm the identity of Kim Jong-nam, the murdered half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Deputy Prime Minister Ahmad Zahid Hamidi said Wednesday the test was done using a sample obtained from one of Kim Jong-nam's children. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.